State Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine said Tuesday, the way the current reporting system works is that information about a patient, like name, address, phone number, age, race, and ethnicity, should accompany every COVID-19 test.
But unfortunately, what we are finding is data like race and ethnicity of patients is actually missing from more than 60% of the reports that are submitted to our department.
Levine said the state was trying to roll out a new simplified electronic healthcare reporting system earlier this year, but then the pandemic hit, which stifled it. Some labs still use paper reports. But many data experts say having a full scope of information about the virus is essential for shaping policy for response and how to scale back social distancing.
Today, we used our Health Alert Network, or a HAN, to remind providers in laboratories that actually they are required to include this valuable information in the reports.
Currently, the state is only releasing the age ranges for cases and deaths, as well as locations by counties. But some areas, like Northampton County, are breaking down the demographic data on the virus and putting it online. The data, available on the county's website, shows findings such as more residents ages 25 to 40 are testing positive for the virus than any other age group, and that more women than men are dying from COVID-19. Dr. Levine says she hopes to lay out more state demographic data later in the week, but she also says currently they have no way to enforce healthcare providers to submit that information. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.